The Gemara tells us in Yuma, Pehei, Vinayin, how do we know that Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos, that Pikuach Nefesh supersedes Shabbos when one's life is in danger? We know, save the big three, not to worship idols, illicit relations, and murder, one has a mitzvah to stay alive. Better to violate the 610 Averas and then to give up your life al Kiddush Hashem. So what do we need psukim? So why would I think Shabbos is different? So the Sitzel Yosef points out, since the Chazal referred to a Machalo Shabbos befahesia ki obeda vadazara, so maybe I would think Shabbos is, you, if you violate Shabbos, it's like a vadazara. Kamashmalan, no. So the Gemara has three different drushas on where we learn the source of Pikuach Nefesh. So one is from Rabbi Elezer. He writes from the mitzvah of Mila. The Torah tells us, V'yom ha-shmini yimo b'sar alaso, and V'yom ha-filo b'shabbos, the Gemara makes a drasha. So we know that Mila is Doche Shabbos. So Rabbi Elezer makes a kal v'chomer. If when it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, Tikun Aver Echad, were permitted to machalo Shabbos, how much more so alachas kama vakama tikin kogufo vashivosalo, to keeping someone alive, one could definitely be machalo Shabbos. In fact, the Vilna Gaon points out that this is a key point of information, because if we're going to assume that the heter for pikuach nefesh doche Shabbos is based on the fact that it's from Mila, so then we'd have to understand Mila. Why is Mila Doche Shabbos? Is it Doche Shabbos and Dechuya? It pushes off. You still have to be compatible. But so when you have no choice, you have to push it off. Do I say it's Hutra? So that whether Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuya could depend on what the source is, the Grub points out. As the Chasam Sofer points out, the reason why, in other words, there's a Chalkas Yoav, which wants to make a distinction between eating on Yom Kippur, while we say Kal Kal Tchila, versus being Machal O Shabbos to save someone's life, the Magid Mishra, you do called Tzracha, of even things which are in life-threatening. So we don't do Kal Kal Tchila, everything's equal. So he wants to explain that Yom Kippur is an Isser, it's a Dechuya, so therefore we just push off. So you try to keep it as compatible as possible. But Shabbos, Pikuach Nefesh, that's Hutra, it's like it's Tuesday. So, and in fact, that's what the Chasam Sofer explained. Why? Because, as we'll see, we have another Pasuk we'll get to with Shomer Yisrael Shabbos, that teaches me it's Hutra. But, so that's what the Gra is saying here. So whether Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuya would perhaps depend on Mila, if you assume that's the reason. A second source brought down by Rav Shimon Memas is Vishamar. The pasuk we read, it's popular as well because it's part of Friday night davening. So Gemara is the famous drasha. Better to achalo Shabbos achas kedei sheyishma Shabbos is harbe. The Gemara learns it out from Rishon Ruben Yisrael says Shabbos, and Shmuel says v'chai b'hem. So, and you have to live by it, Rosh HaMuspim. So that was the Chasam Sofer was going in there. V'chai b'hem is on everything. And we have a special pasuk by Shabbos, teaches me Shabbos, etc. So either way, the three different sources. So the Gemara seems to conclude that with Maskana, we seem to go with V'chai b'hem, because if we just had the first two, the Mila Doche Shabbos or Misham V'nei Shabbos, I know if you're in Vadai Sakana. How do I know if it's only suffix Sakana? That I learned from B'chai. How do I learn Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh? That's only B'chai Bahem. When your absolute life, nothing short of that, and therefore even a suffix, Sakana. So that seems to be, from the simple reading of the Gemara, it seems we pass from B'chai Bahem. However, if you look at the Rishonim and others, Rishonim, Achronim, you look at the Shiltas, Rav Haigon, the Ramban, the Ran and Yuma, the Rif, the Rambam and Hilchas Mamrim, they all seem to also use the other drasha, Vishamu Benesha Sashabas. So what's Pshat? So the Netziv writes, and even though it's true, L'maskon Echol Shabbos, is it's true that I don't, without the other drushes, without B'chai Bahem, I wouldn't know Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh. But once I have the Pasuk of B'chai Bahem, Ba'zeh V'limid Azeh. So therefore, I also learn out from all the Psukim. So from B'chai Bahem, I'd learned even Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh. From the other ones, I learned Vadei Pikuach Nefesh. So my Nafka Mino, what's the difference? In other words, why do I need both Psukim? Let's assume we need, why do we need them both? So there's the famous Mishnah in Alos, the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about the prohibition of abortion. So, however, if the mother's life is in danger, we say it's a mitzvah to abort the fetus to save the mommy. So it'd be why? It's because we know, because the mother is a full nefesh, and a fetus is only a chatzi nefesh or a quasi nefesh. So the Ramban in Torah's Adam raises the following shaila. What happens hypothetically? It's hard to know in real life. But if you can, could you machal Shabbos for the Vlad? Let's say the mother, if the mom's in danger, so of course you can. Let's say the mother's not in danger, and if you need to do, you need to machal Shabbos to save the Vlad. Can you do that? So if we just had V'chai Bahem, so then Pashas V'chai Bahem doesn't apply to a Vlad. It means to someone who's alive. You have to keep living. The fetus hasn't been born yet. However, the Ramban writes, that is true, but we use the other principle. Better the Machal Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos is Harbe. If we save the fetus, it should grow up to keep many Shabbos and do many other mitzvahs. And what about Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh on the Vlad? Because that's V'chai Bahem, it doesn't apply to a Vlad. And Rishon Ben Yisrael only applies to Vaday, not Suffolk. So can you Mechal Shabbos for a Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh on a Vlad? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav points out in the Kuntres Acharon, yes, because why? As we said, Ba'zeh B'liman Alzeh. Now that you have all the Psukim, so now you can learn, you can use for each one. Without V'chai Bahem, I wouldn't have known Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, but now that I have V'chai Bahem, I learn out all the drushes. So like, for instance, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and the Rishonim discuss, let's say someone's child or adult was taken by a cult, and they were going to brainwash them, and they're going to leave the religion. So the Machar Paskins, even the Chilul Shabbos Daraisa, you could do to try to save the child. So, what's the based on? There's no danger here. Well, there's no physical danger. There's only spiritual danger. So does the spiritual danger count? So what's the reason? The Magen Avraham brings down, you know why you're allowed to do it? Because Chilul Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos is Harbe. So we see Pikuach Nefesh, even on the spiritual. in fact, others, or perhaps that's what the Magen Avraham writes, but perhaps you could argue based on V'chai Behem as well. Because the Gemara says in Makis about when you run to an Ari Miklat, so the Rebbe has to go with you. Why? Let him just go to the Ari Halavim and he'll go to the Radaf Yomi Shir, a Gemara Shir, a Halacha Shir. So we say, no, V'chai Behem. You have to live with your Rebbe. As the Rambam writes, Misa Chashuva, life without a Rebbe isn't considered life. So V'chai Behem is also spiritual. So we see, again, so they use both, the Magen Avraham used Kalolav Shabbos Achas Kadei Sheyishmor Shabbos Es Harye, Shabbos Es Harbe. And there's a famous Chochma Shlomo, which he talks about. We know there's a general halakha being Machalo Shabbos for Sakanas Aver. So that's a discussion, but there's a bigger discussion. Let's say you're going to lose your eyesight. So is that considered so is losing your eyesight considered Sakanas Nefashos or Sakanas Aver? So it's a whole discussion. So the Chochma Shlomo writes, based on the Gemara in Kiddush and Daf Lamed Aleph, says Rabbi Yehuda was assuming he's patam in our mitzvahs. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. And Rabbeinu Yerucham Paskins, one of the Rishonim Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So based on this, the Chacham Shlomo says, Yolado be Mechal Shabbos to save his eyesight. Because assume he's patam in our mitzvahs, and once he's patam in our mitzvahs, it's not Godo HaMetzuvah V'yosef V'sheinu Metzuvah V'yosef, and therefore better to Machal Shabbos Achas, Geshe Yishma Shabbos is Harbe. And we have the Shita Mekubetis in the Dharam Laman Aleph that talks about the Shai with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a whole discussion there that Moshe Rabbeinu with his wife about what to do. Should we do the bris right away? So Moshe wanted to push off the bris. So the question is, because it was a sakana. So the question, how did Moshe know that there's a lack of pikuach nefesh? So it says, so the Shita Mugulet is right. Even according to Matan Torah, Moshe figured out the svara, chalo Shabbos achas, kadisha yishma Shabbos habre. Better to be alive and be able to perform mitzvahs than to die from the mila. And Tosis in Bava Metzia also, the famous Tosis, Kuf Yudah with Eliyahu HaNavi, but he was Mechaye Mesim, the Almana. Eliyahu is a Kohen, and this is the Raisa to be Matamin Lames. So, you can't use V'chai Behem because on Kriyas HaMesim. The Svara must be, Kol of Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Harbe. So to summarize, we have the Gemara in Yuma, Hey, which gives us the three sources. One is by Mila Docha Shabbos, and the Gra that would depend on the Tutra Dechuya on Shabbos. We have Mechalo Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Nishma Shabbos is Harbe, or we have V'chai Behem. Pashas HaGemara seems to conclude like V'chai Behem, but because V'chai Behem, we learn Avadei Pikuach Nefesh. Now, for the other ones, we learn not only Avadei, how do I know a suffix? V'chai Behem, absolute life. So, however, if we look at the Rishonim, Achronim, they all seem to bring down the drasha of Chol Shabbos Achas Kadei Sheyishma Shabbos Harbe. So the Netziv writes, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that it's true. Maybe we do paskin v'chai behem, and once we paskin v'chai behem, ba'zev liman azev, we also accept the other reasons as well, and therefore that's the Ramban in Torah Adam, that even on a fetus, when Mechal Shabbos Kadesh Yishma Shabbos is our day, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav extends it even to a suffix, Pikuach Nefesh on a Vlad, even though B'chai Behem wouldn't apply to a Vlad, and suffix Pikuach Nefesh we only learn now from B'chai Behem, nevertheless, Ba'zev Liman Azeh, L'Halacha, they accept it, and we find that the Mechaber, or the Magen Avraham, brings down by saving someone from taking by a cult. You know, one could argue also V'chai Behem, could also apply that we see by your Rebbe, it's like Misa Chashuva, so therefore you could claim maybe spiritual quality is under the Chayavim, but the Magen Avraham says, Kol Shabbos Achas, Kedishon Shabbos is Harbe. We have the Chochma Shlomo by assume it's part of the mitzvahs, Rebbe Yerucham Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, if you to say something from part of the mitzvahs, we do. We say in Machalos Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmo Shabbos is Harbe. The Gemara in the Darim Shita Mekubetes. That had emotion though. That Sakana is an issue because better to Machalos Shabbos Achas, in order that his kids could live and do the mitzvahs. And that's the Parakud Eliyahu be Metame Lameis. It's an issue of the Raisa. And you can't apply V'chai Bahem because it doesn't apply to Chiyas Amesim. That the person apply to a dead person, so therefore we have to come on to Machalos Shabbos Achas. So even though the conclusion is V'chai Bahem, Babazev Liman Ozeh, and we also use the drasha of Visharmu Bani Yisrael Shabbos, and therefore, whether it's a Vaday Sakana for sure, even a Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, one can go ahead and be Machalos Shabbos.